Number 9. Don't touch public toilets. I seldom touch a public toilet with any part of my body for many reasons. Use toilet paper or a paper towel to flush manual toilets. Number 10. Don't shake the hands of a sick person. Greet these people with a nod of your head and a friendly smile. If you must shake a hand of a sick person, wash your hands immediately or use antibacterial cleaner. Number 11. Don't get too close, hug, or kiss people who are sick. The closer you get to them, the greater your odds are of getting sick. Number 12. Be aware when you must touch public objects. If I am pressing an elevator button, I use my knuckle because I'm less likely to touch my mouth, eyes, or nose with my knuckle. If I have to grab a long door handle, I touch the spot most people don't touch. Number 13. Don't share drinks and foods. This also means no licking their ice cream cones. Number 14. Review this list with your children. You are more likely to stay healthy if your children are healthy. You may also want to consider giving a copy of this list to your coworkers for the same reason. Number 15. Immediately attack cold and flu symptoms. When I sense a cold brewing, I immediately go into attack mode and start consuming about 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every couple hours, along with my immune-boosting supplements. I drink a lot of water and make sure I get a good night's rest. In 95% of these cases, the flu and cold symptoms go away within 24 hours. I also go into attack mode if I'm around a sick person for an extended period of time. The benefits of staying healthy go beyond the obvious. When feeling good, you are more able to fulfill your responsibilities at home and at work. By being concerned about your own well-being, you show respect to those with whom you work and live. Staying well also plays a big part in your happiness and overall satisfaction in life. Please take a couple minutes and share any tips you have found to be helpful in keeping yourself healthy during flu season. And in conclusion, we human beings are guilty of spreading most of the germs and viruses. By being aware of the ways in which the germs and viruses can be passed on to others, we can avoid being part of the sickness cycle.